as much as you wanted to get up and let them in, you don't know mm-hmm. who's right behind them. Mm-hmm. So that was the hardest thing for me. And from a distance from where I was right next to the building, so you heard the cops coming in, and SWAT broke my door down through the back, and they came in, guns loaded, screaming, "Is the shooter in here?" And we all put our hands up, and we're like, "No," and we're running out, and we have our hands like this, and you look back, and you see SWAT. You see all these guns, people with rifles, and, like, snipers and everything on top of our building that we were in, and it's crazy just mm-hmm. to remember that. And even today with the helicopter that was flying around, just those mm-hmm. sounds and like the avalanche bombs that were going off, like those large sounds, they still bring us back to that day. Mm-hmm. And I don't think that will ever change.
Yeah, I just